Hello and welcome to WDCE. We're broadcasting live from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is Carol Wellsman, and you are listening to the Cool Jazz Set on one of the premier modern jazz shows on the East Coast. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce, with 2 hours of this great American art.
Oh, thanks, Carol. Carol Wellsman, one of our very favorites here on the Cool Jazz Set. And we'll get started with her, too. This is a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set, and I hope you're able to tune in and catch us today. We're usually here on Sundays from 3 to 5, but today we're here just a little bit earlier, and that is fine with me. So I hope you enjoy the show. Here's Miss Carol Wellsman right now, taking a chance on love.
Hello and welcome to WDCE. We're broadcasting live from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is Carol Wellsman, and you are listening to the Cool Jazz Set on one of the premier modern jazz shows on the East Coast. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce, with 2 hours of this great American art.
And thanks, Carol, for that second timely message and working on the CD players here at the studio. Here is Miss Carol Wellsman taking a chance on love.
I hear the trumpets blow again, all aglow again. I'm taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. Starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame up, I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. And things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Thank you. the trumpets blow again, and I'm all aglow again. I'm taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. Starry-eyed again, I'm taking a chance on love. Oh, I thought the cards were a frame-up, and I never, never, never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, we're taking a chance. A chance for romance. We're taking a chance on love. Thank you.
That was the Rob McConnell Trio. Rob McConnell, valve trombone, Ed Bickert, the great guitarist, and Neil Swenson, the bassist, from an album they did entitled Trio Sketches. And, of course, that was long ago and far away. And we opened the show with a wonderful vocalist and pianist, Miss Carol Wellsman, from her album Ladies Swing, Ladies Swing, a tribute to the singers of the swing era. And we heard her perform Taking a Chance on Love, great pianist as well as vocalist. Well, this is the Cool Jazz Set, and I'm here today to record a show and to play live music for you on the air anyway, since we will be down there doing some construction in the station. We'll be down for about 10 days, and since I will not be able to air and play my show on Sunday the 10th, I'm doing that show today. And the theme is Canada Swings, and we are honoring some of the great Canadian artists that we love so much. And we started with one of my favorites, Carol Wellsman, and then Rob McConnell, who also has the Rob McConnell Boss Brass, which we'll hear a little bit later. Up next, a nice trio of Canadian jazz artists, Mike Murley on tenor saxophone, Reg Schweiger on guitar, and Steve Wallace on bass, from Mike Murley's album Looking Back. And this is Billy Strayhorn's tune, Isfahan. The Mike Murley Trio. Hope you enjoy. Thank you. And that was a very talented Miss Sophie Millman from her album Take Love Easy, and that was the title track from that. And we have all of her albums and love her very much. She's a terrific and wonderful entertainer. Great voice. Before that, we heard Mike Murley's trio playing Billy Strayhorn's tune Isfahan, and that featured Mike on tenor sax, Reg Swigert, the guitarist, and Steve Wallace, the bassist on that album. That's on the Cornerstone record label, and you'll hear a number of recordings tonight on that, because a lot of the Canadian artists record on that that label, and it's run by wonderful drummer Barry Elms, and we'll hear from him right now, as a matter of fact. So here's Mr. Elms from an album that he did with his quartet, and the album is entitled Happy Hour. This is a good old standard. I'm old fashioned. So here is Barry Elms. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Marian. Music education taking place right here at the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond. They have a great music department, great program. Let's get caught up just a little bit. We are celebrating a great Canadian jazz artist, our neighbor to the north. They have so many wonderful artists that have come into the jazz scene over the years, and we're honoring a lot of them tonight. We just heard a nice recording by Rob McConnell's and the Boss Brass featuring great trumpet player Guido Basso, "You Took Advantage of Me." And before that, we heard the Barry Elms Quartet, which featured Perry White on tenor saxophone, Red Schweiger on guitar, and Miss Vanessa Rodriguez on Hammond B3, and boy, can she play. Of course, Barry Elms on drums, and that's from his album, Happy Hour. Up next, a nice trio led by Mark Eisenman. He spells it E-I-S-E-N-M-A-N, Eisenman. And it's a nice trio on the Cornerstone label, and this is a Wynton Kelly composition entitled Temperance. Mark Eisenman.
plus j'aime t'embrasser, plus je t'enlace, plus j'aime t'enlacer. Le temps qui passe ne peut rien y changer. Mon cœur bat quand tu t'en vas, mais tout va bien quand tu reviens, car plus je t'embrasse, plus j'aime t'embrasser. Je ne peux m'en lasser. J'en ai tellement envie que j'oublie tout dans la vie. C'est insensé ce que j'aime t'embrasser.
And the very talented and lovely Miss Diana Panton from one of her albums that won in 2011 the Silver Disc Award in Canada, Jazz Critique Magazine in Japan. And she's a wonderful teacher as well, has a lot of really fine recordings. Her website is Diana Panton, PANTON.com. Check that out. This is one of my favorites. This is entitled Yesterday, Perhaps. And of course, that was sung in French, but it means Heart of My Heart. I played that for my beautiful daughter who loves that song and also loves Diana, who's been very kind to us. Let's see, up next. Oh, by the way, that was some nice piano and bass work by Don Thompson, multi-talented guy for sure. And speaking of Don, this is a trio that he has. One of his recent recordings on Cornerstone label, Don Thompson Trio, Some Other Spring, and dedicated to Peter Appleyard. And this features Don on vibraphone, and Red Schweig on the guitarist, Neil Swainson the bassist. And this is a great standard, East of the Sun and West of the Moon, the Don Thompson Trio. Thank you. And the Don Thompson Trio, East of the Sun and West of the Moon, from his album entitled Some Other Spring on the Cornerstone record label. And if you've just tuned in by chance, we are celebrating the great Canadian jazz artists that have helped us so much with such great music. And we are covering all that we can tonight. And we appreciate the kindness that they've extended to us and Neighbor to the North, a great Canadian jazz artist. And there couldn't be a greater jazz artist representing Canada than the wonderful a legend, I don't know how else to put it, the great Oscar Peterson, who passed away just some time ago. But he left us so much great music, a lot of songbooks. And I want to play something from an album that he did, the Duke Ellington songbook. And this is the great Oscar Peterson and his trio with Duke Ellington's Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Here's Oscar.